வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 13th of March, 1975, in Tehran, Iran.
How long you have come here?
See you again. Not that I felt that far away.
You're looking a little reduced than before. In here?
Slightly older.
You're not as old as I am. What is your age?
I'm 56.
Oh, you're just like my child. My first child was born 1921.
Yeah.
What is your birthday?
That was 3 years earlier. So there you are.
1918?
Yes.
That year I was married. I was student at that time. I was student 1900 up to 20. Then I joined Gandhi's non-cooperation movement and gave up my education. His wants were to give up English education, English court, English manufactured goods in this way.
How did you feel about Gandhiji spiritually?
He was a good gentleman, that's all. He had no spiritual asset.
That's what I wondered. I never met him, I don't know. But he said himself, I may be a saint among politicians, but I'm a politician among saints.
he said or the governor said. Anyway, it is Mr. K.G. From Australia. He was governor of Bengal. He said that thing. His study was like that. He was a politician, yes.
That God uses whatever material is there, and He used him.
No, it was God's desire. You see, without His desire, otherwise, how such a vast British power could be driven out by the non-cooperation movement? Of course, it was very nicely planned because the Britishers were ruling over India by the cooperation of India. So when that cooperation was withdrawn, naturally they could not. They were trying to the last point. But when this Subhas Bose's organization, INA, you have studied that Indian history, Indian National Army. So, this National Army was formed by Subhas Chandra Bose outside India with the cooperation of Hitler and Tojo. He formed an Indian government outside India, the INA, the soldiers. The INA soldiers means all the soldiers that were arrested in the battlefield, they were given to Subhas Chandra Bose, either by the Japanese or by the Germans. So the soldiers took this opportunity, they voluntarily surrendered to the enemy. So when the British had understood that the soldiers, Indian soldiers, are now non-cooperative, then they decided, no, no more, it is not possible. So they voluntarily withdrew. That's Sakwethin Lawrence, the Secretary of State for India, then the voluntary settler. And the settler means the last parting kick was Pakistan and India. And the partition in such a way that these two people will fight ever now. And that is going on. They are very good politicians. So after all, it is all. There is a verse in the Bhagavad. Sarvasya chaham ridhishanni vishta matta smriti jnanam apuhananj vedaisya sarvai aham eva vedyam vedanta vid vedanta kritcha aham. Krishna said that I am in everyone's heart. Sarvasya cha aham hridi, hridi means heart. Sannivishta, I am there. So he is witnessing everything. Britishers would have been, they were accepted by the Indian very nicely. People liked, because after the Mohammedan period, when the Britishers came, they did something which was very, very nice for the Indians and the Indian headman. They liked that very much. Later on, they became too much greedy for their own man. They wanted to sacrifice everything Indian. So that Jallianwala. Then the Gandhi came and took this vow that the Britishers must go, quit India. So Britishers got a very good opportunity for world unity under British Empire. But their only policy was that to exploit others, enrich London. That was their bad policy.
Mm.
Yes. They should have ruled for the benefit of the people. Then British rule was very nice.
If they hadn't had such a guilty conscience themselves, they wouldn't have left easily.
Yes. Now there was no need. Every country requires good government. See, if somebody gives good government and keeps the people nice, happy, and people hasn't got any interest that they... Now they are made like that. Formerly, at least in India, they didn't care when it is being ruled by the Mohammedans or by the Englishman or foreign. They wanted peaceful life, that's all. So the Mohammedans, they made their home in India, the Mughals. They are not exploiting India and taking the money outside. Although the Mughals are very luxurious, but they are spending money in India, India's money in India. And of course they accused the Mohammedan government was very bad, but I think if it was so bad, how they could rule over India for 800 years? And in those days Indians were in their own culture. They did not lose their culture, Hindu culture. The Britishers peacefully killed the Hindu culture, Vedic culture. Yes.
I saw where they killed it much more effectively, and that was in Ceylon.
Ceylon. Oh.
India is too big to kill.
Oh.
So it lived. But Ceylon was practically finished. There was nothing of its own left. They had to reinvent it after they got rid of the British.
Yes.
They'd lost their dance, they'd lost their... Everything really national had gone.
That was not
Buddhism had gone.
Huh.
It was revived by foreigners.
That's people that are...
They're Germans especially. You have had so much to do with bringing the Dharma to the West.
Hmm.
What is your idea? What is your mission? It seems to me in many ways there is a transfer of the essential spirits going west, because the interest is there.
Yes.
And what is left in the east is so often just the materialism imitated from the west among many young people now.
Yes, in the east.
In the east.
Yes.
So there's been a crossover taking place.
Mm, yes.
Do you see it like that?
Oh, yes. In Western countries, they are now fed up with this materialistic way of life.
Mm.
And I think it will very soon collapse, the Western way of life. And naturally, the next inquiry is spiritual.
Yes. So in the beginning.
Yes. Athātu brahma jigyāsa. material life means animal life.
Yes.
So, when the animal comes to higher consciousness, that is spiritual. We are combined at the present moment. We are actually spiritual, but somehow or other we have come in contact with matter and we are covered by the material body, but we cannot become happy with this material interest. That's a fact. It's like the fish cannot be happy on the land. The example is just like the other day we saw one crocodile, two or three, in Caracas. Yes. So one of the crocodile was on the land and two were in the water. In the water they are very alive, but in the land it was like dead.
I had two crocodiles in my bath in Delhi for a month.
Acha. You liked them very much?
Given by the Chief Minister of Rajasthan.
Oh.
And I had to get them to Canada.
Yeah.
I never managed to love them. I can love most things, but not crocodiles.
No, they are also God's creature.
That's it.
But covered by the body. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Pandita Samadarshina. Those who are spiritually advanced, they see equally, because they know that within the body, the spirit soul is there. The spirit soul is part and parcel of God, is encased somehow or other in a particular type of body. So, a devotee of God is very kind to everyone. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma na sochasi na ka sama sarvesu bhutesu sama sarvesu madhavakti labhate para. That is the stage of making advance in devotional life. Equality. But equality is possible when we are on the platform of spiritual understanding. Otherwise not. The United Nations will never be able to unite the nation. That is not possible. If they unite, if they try to unite on Krishna consciousness, then it is possible. Otherwise not. But we are all part and parcel of God. Accidentally or somehow or other, we are now differently dressed. Although you are one, they have to come to this understanding. Upadhi, designation. Now just like you are Canadian, I am Indian, and I was just in the known, I was thinking about the dope. So there are doves, there are pigeons, there are sparrows, there are crows, Iran. The same dove, same name. Why they are not called Iranian sparrow? Why they call? They are called only sparrow. So simply we have designated Iranian, Indian, Canadian, German, these. So we have to give up this designation. Then there will be unity. Otherwise not. But they are very much proud of this designation. Therefore, bhakti means sarvapadhi vinir muktam, when one is completely free from designation. The designation is material. It has nothing to do with spiritual life. And the whole world is being ruled by designation. I am Indian, I am American, I am this, I am that, I am that. Aham mameti.
There is a hierarchy of consciousness, of course.
Sure. That consciousness should be without designation.
Yes.
If I try to develop my consciousness with designation, it will not be effective.
No.
It will not be effective at least in the matter of advancing spiritual consciousness. That we have to give up. Now in our Krishna consciousness movement, We have got men from all parts of the world, but they are not thinking in terms of their original national designation. They are not thinking. They do not think that they are American or they are Indian or Canadian or African or Hindu, Brahmin, Kshatriya, or nothing else.
Of course, there can be an ambition that is essentially ego attached to an idea of achieving consciousness also.
That consciousness will not help him. That will rather check him.
Yes, exactly.
That because in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, jang-jang-vāpis maran-lōke tadat-tante kalevaram. At the time of death, if I die, with designation, then I will have to accept again the body. Then mind is the criterion, contamination. We get different types of body on account of mind being contaminated.
Contaminated?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's like if you contaminate some disease, then you must develop that disease. Similarly, if your mind is contaminated with some material disease, then you have to accept similar laws by nature's way. Karanam gunasangasa, because the mind associated with a particular type of the more some material nature, he got this body. There are three qualities, satvagun, rajagun, tamagun. Now you mix up. By first mixing, it becomes nine. And again mixing up, it becomes 81. On each quality there are thousands and thousands of varieties. And that means, by mixing up these qualities, there are 8,400,000 species of forms of life. So, it is God's law, nature's law. They take account of the particular color and awards the body accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
It is not man-made law that there may be some mistake. There is no mistake. If you have contaminated this disease, either smallpox or cholera or this or that, you must develop that disease. Therefore, we should be desireless. Desireless means material desire. That material desire begins with the designation. That the child, he has got a childish body and he plays like a child. The same child, when he'll get a youthful body, he'll do like that. The soul is the same. But on account of different type of body, he's acting different. That is practical. A small child, in the childhood, he'll talk like nonsense. People will enjoy it. But the same child, when he's grown up and he talks like nonsense, people will call him nonsense. Ask him. Why? The body has changed. The circumstances has changed. This is the real education. That we are changing body and according to our bodily situation, we are acting differently. That they do not understand. There is no school, college, or education about the soul and the soul's changing in different position of different body, and in this way he remains materially entangled, and the real relief is to get him out of this bodily concept of life and advance in spiritual concept.
Mm-hmm. So bhakti is really a process of decontaminating the mind.
Yes. Right, you are. You are intelligent. Yes. That is the real education.
Hmm.
And all this rascal education will not help. Because all this education will keep him within this material body. And his real relief is how to get out of this material body. Takta dehaṁ punarjanmana iti. This is required in Bhagavad Gita. After you become this body, no more acceptance. of this material body. That is real education. And Bhagavad says, Pitana Sasya, Jarani Nasasya, Guru Nasasya, Namo Chayabya Samupi Kumitya. There is no need of becoming father unless you train up your child to accept no more this material body. The child should be trained up by the father. The guru should train up the disciple in such a way that the disciple or the child or the student will not have to accept any more this material body. That is education. And the whole basic education is meant for this purpose. The Krishna consciousness movement means that, to educate people how to achieve his original consciousness. That is Krishna consciousness.
Well, this in one form or another is the aim of any true tradition.
True?
Tradition.
Tradition?
Religion.
No. Tradition, religion, they are all material. They are all sort of designation. I'm thinking I'm Hindu, you're thinking Christian, he's thinking I'm Buddhist. These are all designation.
Within each of these there is the esoteric.
Whatever his name is.
Whatever.
It is material.
It is
material. That's what Krishna says, sarva dharman parityaja. Give up all this type of false religion. Mami tam saram, that means come to Krishna consciousness. Ekam, only one. So unless one becomes fully Krishna conscious, he is in trouble of this material condition. And our difficulty is that when we want to convince another person about Krishna consciousness, he thinks that I am Hindu, I am Christian, I am Mohammedan. So they are trying to proselytize me. That is the difficulty.
No, it was not that I was really saying. Rather that what I have heard from others comes to the same thing as you were saying.
Others, if they try for the same thing, then it is all right. Because that type of religion or that system of religion is first class, which teaches for this thing. Come to platform of God consciousness and love God. Then that is first class system of religion. It doesn't matter what is the designation.
Yes.
But where is that happening?
The process of change of consciousness, which is actually taking place in the world and in many influences. Under many influences.
No. The influence should be only Krishna or God. Krishna, when you speak of Krishna, God. But they have no clear idea what is God. How does he speak? How does he act? Where does he live? What is his form? What is his quality? Nobody knows. Ask any religious people, do you know about all this, about God? They do not know. What do you think, Atriya? Have they any clear conception of God? They imagine something. If they think of God at all, first of all, generally they think of impersonal or void. That's like the Buddhists, they think God is zero. And others, they think the God has no form. The two classes. The Hindus, they think, yes, God has no particular form, but he has got many forms. And you can imagine any one of them. That is Shankara, the Panchopasa. But still, Shankara is very careful. He has given five particular forms. The goddess Durga, Lord Vishnu, Lord Shiva, the sun, then therefore there are a section where the sun worshipper, fire worshipper, original Iranians were like that. That is Vedic culture. There, Vedic culture means there are many demigods, but the original God is accepted, Vishnu. And original to Vishnu is Krishna. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. And Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta Parataram Nanyat. There is no superior form or superior authority than me. And that is confirmed by Lord Brahma. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Ishvara means controller. There are different grades of controller, but the supreme controller is Krishna. And Krishna says, Mam Ekam. And to me alone. So our Krishna consciousness movement is scientific, authorized. People have to give little attention. Therefore we are publishing so many books only about Krishna. In every page you will find Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Either in Krishna book, or in Chaitanya Charitamrita, or in the Bhagavad, or in the Nectar of Devotion, or in teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the word is Krishna. That is simply explained in different ways.
What does the word actually mean? Kṛṣṇa
is
the root for making.
Krishna?
Krishna.
Yes, Kṛṣ means kṛṣati, attraction, or cultivating. Cultivation is a cultivator digging the earth. That is also kṛṣati. And there is another word in Bhagavad Gita. Manasasthāni indriyāni kṛṣati. Find out this word. Manasasthāni indriyāni prakṛtisthāni kṛṣati. 15th chapter. Kṛṣati. That is from Kṛṣ.
Kṛṣ has attractiveness
and cultivating. Yes.
In Greek, my name is also Kaltavish. In Greek, the origin of my name is cultivating. Kyrgos.
And this Greek word is Kṛṣṇa. There is a word in Greek. It is called Kṛṣṇa. And Krishna is sometimes pronounced by ordinary man as Kṛṣṇa. And that Kṛṣṇa word means love, if I am not wrong, the Greek word. And from that Kṛṣṇa the word Christ has come.
Caritas.
So there is some connection of Krishna with these things. What is that?
There are so many parallels between Krishna and Christ.
So many.
Born in the cave. Yes.
What is that?
Mam aivāṁśo jīva-lokē jīva-bhūta-sanātana manakṣaṣṭāni-ndriyāni prakṛtiṣṭāni kārṣati. Living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind.
That is the position of the conditioned soul. They are struggling for existence. Existence means finding out how to come to the original consciousness, and that is struggle. Krishna means love. So everyone is struggling hard how to be in the platform of love. So many institutions, philanthropy, international, United Nations, only attend how to love each other. But they're struggling. They have not attained the platform. Simply struggling. There have been so many attempts to unite. The vivid example is the United Nations, formerly that was League of Nations, and people are manufacturing ideas, philanthropism and altruism, communism, communityism, thisism, thatism. They're trying to come to the platform of love. But they are manufacturing their own way. the Krishna's souls. So not in this way. Simply make me center and the whole thing is. And that they will not do. They'll do in their own way, concocting some idea. And your idea will clash with me, my idea will clash with you. The same struggle continues. The communist will not agree with the others, and capitalist will not agree with the communist. But they are struggling to come to that point. The platform of love.
Yes, it's the inter-attractiveness even in the planetary scale that holds the world.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives very shortcut formula that you sit together, chant Hare Krishna, and everything will be solved. Very simple thing. Sit together and chant Hare Krishna. That also they will not do. There is no loss. Let us make an experiment. That also they are not. What is it law? If we sit together and chant Hare Krishna, we are not losing anything. If there is some gain, why not make an experiment? So if you propose this to the United Nations, you think of me a crazy person.
Like we did together in Delhi.
Yes, he has seen it. They are very much eager. They are very much eager. Swamiji continued. And the others, like communists and others, they became upset. I have seen many big officers. They are chanting, returning from the office in the office days, and they are chanting and dancing. And you have seen the crowd, 20,000, 30,000 people, the same thing happened in Calcutta. Now the government did not give us again that land. Yes, last time when we had that conference in Delhi,
the LIC grounds?
Huh?
LIC grounds?
No. They gave us that Talkotara park, you know. That is in the jungle. Nobody could reach there. And they gave us place there. Still there are not less 10,000 people. It was not easily appreciable. The motor car cannot go. You have to leave your car 3 miles away to come there.
I know the place.
Yes, you know very well. You are in Delhi.
It is a difficult thing.
Yes, and they gave us place. At the last moment they rejected. First of all they gave. Then at the last moment the municipality said, no, this land cannot be given to any religious function. Rejected. And offered, if you like, you can take this place. So we had no other alternative present. We advertised that we are going to hold the ceremony, and this authority rejected at the 11th hour and offered the Talkotara place. We had to accept it. And the government indirectly giving us so many hindrances in India. Yeah. They do not try. One of the important members of the cabinet, he frankly said that we do not want that your movement will increase very fast in India. Because they know it, Indira Gandhi and company, that India is naturally inclined to Krishna. And if the selected people of the world combine together, they push this movement in India, then the whole program of the modern leaders will collapse. That's a fact, and that was my idea. I wanted to start this movement from India, but nobody covered. So then I decided to come to America, and my plan was successful.
What was your connection with McGill? I heard
from McGill. First
in McGill?
No. I was lecturing.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I see.
So he sent his first book.
Yeah.
In 1896. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the first origin of this movement. but he simply thought of it. And he was expecting some other appearance who would take up the work. Somebody says that I am the same man, and I was born in 1896. So he wanted to combine the whole civilized nations under this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult, Hare Krishna movement. I think I have given this hint in the
teachings of Lord Chaitanya.
Teachings of Lord Chaitanya.
Yes. Well, I'm very happy to have this chance to be. How long will you be here?
2 days.
That's all. And then?
I'm going to India. We have to hold the Lord Chaitanya's birthday anniversary and open our Vrindavan temple. In Bombay, we have got very nice land purchased, and the government will not give a sanction for the temple. I have approached the Maharashtra governor through another friend governor, the governor of Uttar Pradesh. He is my friend, so I explained to him, this is the position. You request the governor to give me sanction. So he has very ardently requested, explaining the whole thing about my position, my he is member of this movement, and still he is neglected.
No.
He has said no yet, but no answer.
You know, when I had Mr. Trudeau, our Prime Minister, visiting India, 71, first place I took him was at Vrindavan.
Who?
Our Prime Minister.
Oh.
Canada.
Oh.
Mr. Trudeau.
Oh.
So we went to first place.
Vrindavan.
Vrindavan.
Oh. In Vrindavan still there is little gleams of spiritual ideas in India, but the government is trying to spoil this place also, starting oil refinery.
In Vrindavan?
Yes.
Not in the name of progress.
Yes. They have already opened some factory. One factory is there in Mathura, and who preserve the fruits in cans, what they are called?
Yeah.
Condiment?
Canary.
Anyway, so when they boil this onion, up to 10 miles, the good smell spread. You see? And the whole atmosphere will now spoil. Similarly, they are trying to refine oil, and the refuse will be thrown in the Jamuna. So the river Jamuna will be spoiled, nobody will go to take bath. This is Indian government's policy. They think that this so-called spiritual fanaticism of India is the cause of India's material deviance. This must be killed, like the Russians.
Mm-hmm. I know they think that. Even here there are people who think that.
Oh, they're thinking like that? But I heard that the king is very pious.
One of the big people here, I said to him after I'd argued about this for hours, I said, you are Western and I am Eastern, not the other way around. Thank you very much.
Given the whole plate?
What can I?
You can take all play. So I'm very glad to see you.
Yes, and she was hoping to come later, but if you're only going to be here 2 days, I don't know whether she will. We're leaving the 15th, evening of the 15th.
Yes.
It's late, and okay, this is the 15th. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for your coming. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, yeah. Meeting was very successful. You were present in Delhi? Very, very successful. All big, big men came and realized. We are going to have again that for 2 days. That is being arranged.
In Delhi, yeah. Early night.
But who is thinking? We are thinking.
Tatvātu namate samannala patishani sadātu chama bhutvādīna ganesha karu karanayā kopīna kanthāsitau Tatvātu namate samannala patishani Sadātu chavad bhutvādīna ganesha kavu karanayā kopīna kanthāsitau Gopī bhāvara sāmṛtā bhilahari kallola magnaunmohu Vande rūpa sanātana raghajagam Vijīva gopālakau Krishna ketana kānana tana parau Premāmṛtam vanidhi Krishna ketana kānana tana parau Premāmṛtam vanidhi Vijat kokila hamsa sarasvara